Live from the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, welcome to the second day of the No Loan Zone Challenge, where we help students complete a degree debt-free. My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor, and I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices. I believe in completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living. I believe that that is key to your future. I am here to help students on their journey, and so are my guests. Yesterday, on the first day of the No Loan Zone Challenge, we spoke with Nadia Leary, manager of the CCP program. We talked about the importance of applying for the program now, before the May 1 deadline. It does not lock a student into taking classes, but it does give them the option to receive free college tuition, books, and fees for the next academic year. If you don't apply by then, your student misses out on the opportunity for the entire next academic year. Let me know if you have any questions about that program. Drop me a question in the chat box or contact me at noloanzone.com. Today on our special program, we have Krista O'Neill and Mike Kaminsky. Once you've completed the CCP application, the next step is to meet with a high school counselor and an LCC advisor. I've invited them to be a part of the program today to talk to you about this very important next step. Mike Kaminsky is a counselor at Avon Lake High School and is the liaison for the CCP program, as well as the chair of the counseling department at Avon Lake High. Krista O'Neill is an academic advisor at Lorain County Community College with over 35 years experience serving students. Krista serves as the lead guided pathways coach for holistic student supports, working with the 23 community colleges in the state of Ohio. I'm excited to have them on the program. Welcome to the program, Mike Kaminsky and Krista O'Neill.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Likewise.
Welcome. Krista, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the program, okay, about meeting with counselors and advisors, I'd like you to give us some history of community colleges and how they are changing.
Sure. You know, community colleges have always served a purpose of being open and accessible to all students, no matter your age. That was a big part of our mission, was open access. And over the last 10 years, colleges, community colleges nationwide have really tried to focus on completion, as well as transition into the workforce and transition into transfer institutions, and really working on redesigning the community college experience for students. And that's a big part of the work that I'm doing statewide, as well as in Texas, around guided pathways.
Mm-hmm. Can you speak some more about the guided pathways? What does that mean? What is it about?
So guided pathways comes out of work that actually Lorain County Community College was very much involved with in the completion by design. And the whole idea and premise around that is, you know, many colleges used to have the phrase, oh, well, a student needs to be college ready. Well, now community colleges are realizing that we need to be student ready. And we need to really meet the student where they are. So in guided pathways, there's four pillars that we look at. And it's about redesigning and reforming the community college at scale. And so those four pathways are helping students clarify the path. So making sure that you have programs that are easily understandable by students and that meet the expectations of employers and four-year institutions, helping students get on a path. So really having that career conversation that often starts in high school with Mike, but also when we get students coming to the community college, really emphasizing that career piece, not waiting till the end when they get the degree. And then the third pillar is, how do we keep students on the path? How do we provide holistic supports? Things such as academic advising, food pantries, emergency aid, all of the things that interfere with our students completing their goals. And that's what we're doing in the third pillar, And the fourth pillar is really the key pillar. It's about what happens in the classroom, ensuring learning, making sure that there are new pedagogical kind of experiences that students can face, not your traditional just lecture and classroom, but more group work, more culturally responsive teaching, things like that.
So, you know, the last time we did the podcast, you talked about how community colleges used to have like a cafeteria style. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and you know, in the past, we would say to students, well, you're not sure what you want to study or you're not sure where you want to go. Go on out to the community college, dip your toes in, see what you think. And what we've learned by that is that was a very unstructured sort of cafeteria model. Go to the cafeteria and kind of pick out a few things. Now, what we learned about that is that it created excess credit hours and mm-hmm. excess time and excess money for students. And instead of getting on a path, they wandered around too much. And so there's some intentionality about changing the experience for students so that they can't wander around too much. Now, of course, in any educational journey, you're going to wander around a little bit.
Experiment, right?
Right. That's just the developmental nature of picking, you know, what you want to study. So, but we're really trying to have things in place, such as mandatory orientation and mandatory meeting with an advisor, and doing different things that help connect students so they know their options and can make really good, informed decisions about a career path.
Right. So when you meet with a high school student that's in the CCP program, let's just say that they are interested in, a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. Is part of the guided pathways to help that student see the entire 4 years laid out and to see how their CCP classes are fitting into those 4 years. Is that part of it?
Oh, absolutely. I actually am advising now. As you said, I've worked at the college for 35 years. I retired as the coordinator of counseling and advising, but my first passion is really direct student service. So I am back advising CCP students as part of my load with the Liberal Arts Associate of Arts students. And it's really important when with CCP students to be thinking about the kind of those long-term goals. I'm working with a couple of CCP students who know that they want to be writers. And so we're already discussing what would be appropriate courses in the Associate of Arts. What are some good schools that have really strong writing programs? So a CCP student can really lay some really critical groundwork for that four-year degree by having those sorts of conversations.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a certain student that comes to mind that you helped through the CCP program that you felt had success in the program?
You know, I've worked with so many students, but there are a couple of ones that come to mind. And one of the advantages, I think, for CCP is that it allows students who maybe traditionally might have felt that they couldn't do college to kind of explore and build their confidence in that. And so I've had a couple of students in particular that I'm thinking of that maybe, you know, weren't your 4.0 students, but maybe were your 3.2 students who really found once they would take a college level course and have success, that it built a great amount of confidence. I will also say from personal experience, both of my children participated. And what it allowed my daughter to do was to not only get a major, but three minors. And so that's the other thing that I think parents need to be aware of is that you can use your CCP credits to be very strategic when your students transfer to the four-year school, because they're starting off with a good chunk of credits. I mean, some of our students actually earn the whole Associate of Arts degree or Associate of Science degree. But even if they go with like 20 credits or 15, that gives students so much more flexibility when they're designing their four-year path and gives them some options to maybe do things they may not have had time in their college career to do. So that's one piece of advice I always give my CCP students is think about what you're going to do with these credits when you go to your ultimate goal, and how can you be strategic about the coursework that you've taken and where it might apply.
Mm-hmm. So when a student applies to CCP, they've met with a high school counselor, and then they also need to meet with someone like you, mm-hmm. An LCCC advisor. What can they expect when they come into your office?
So typically, a lot goes off with the high school. There's this very strong relationship between the high school counselors and the advisors. And so first thing that we want to make sure of is that course authorization form. So if there's anything that they need for high school graduation and that box is checked, we're going to make sure that's taken care of. And so that's not our area of expertise. We rely on the high school guidance counselors to make sure that they're meeting their high school requirements. However, if there's areas for electives and there's other specific things, that's where we can really get into some opportunities about talking about what would be appropriate courses and what would be some good arts and humanities, social science, science type of courses to be looking at. Or if they have free electives and there's something, a particular skill that a student that's workforce related that a student might be interested in as well. So it really does get into kind of an idea of what do you, the discussion of what do you think you might ultimately want to major in. And even, there's some schools, I'm actually working with a ninth grader and doing, I guess, a little bit of career counseling, but this is a ninth grader who wants to go to an Ivy League college. And this student is very driven. She's going to take one course in ninth grade and then continue on her journey. But she is already planning and strategizing on how she could get into an Ivy League college and was asking me what sorts of courses at the college should she be looking at. So,
mm-hmm. So the whole thing is really designed to help the student with their particular needs. And at the top of the needs, the top of the priority list is graduating from high school. Absolutely. And making sure that they're taking the classes that will enable them to graduate from high school, but also concurrently get some college credits for free. Mike, what has been your experience with the CCP program as students come in from Avon Lake High School?
My experience has been extremely positive. I've been in Avon Lake for quite some time now, so I've built those relationships with LCCC. So we have it pretty much down to a science. There's a nice timeline of events that we share with our families and our students, so they don't miss any deadlines. They know what to expect. They know if they check off this box, they have to go right to the next. And that typically starts with scheduling a College Credit Plus informational night. We typically host one of those in January or early on after the holiday break. Students can also attend College Credit Plus informational nights elsewhere. So we always encourage parents and students to attend to get all the information about the program. And then the next step would be get the required paperwork in. So the intent form, like you had mentioned, the application, which is transitioned to be online. Make sure that parents, not only did they answer any questions that they may have after attending the informational night, but also making sure that they have the required paperwork and are aware of deadlines and things of that nature. So once a student and a family has attended that, they have all the paperwork that they need. What we do from a high school standpoint is meet with those students about courses, remind them about deadlines. April 1st is typically the intent form deadline, mm-hmm. which has changed for this year, but just making sure that they're not missing out on anything. And then we're lucky enough to offer some College Credit Plus courses in-house. We have a couple English courses. We have a few science courses as well as some fine art courses. So depending on where the student's path is and what their intentions are with the program, that steers us one of two different ways. If they're taking courses here, as long as they get the application in and the intent form and everything is good to go, we would just schedule them accordingly and just touch base with our folks at LCC to make sure everything's good on their end, like it is on our end. Now, if a student intends on taking courses at the college, whether it's summer school or an online offering in the fall, that is where we want to sit down as a guidance staff, meet with our students, discuss offerings for them, and make sure that we make the best selection, meet the students where they're at, get the authorization form filled in, and make sure that they know what the next step is. And that would be meeting with an LCC advisor. We always tend to follow up with those students and kind of circle back with them to make sure that everything's set and ready to go for them to start their summer course or their fall course.
There's a couple of parents that emailed me and let me know they had a couple questions. One of them is some of them feel that their student should not take CCP courses. They should take AP courses. Can you speak to that issue?
Yeah, absolutely. They're both wonderful programs, but they're both very different. And they're both unique to a certain type of learner. A lot of our students, from my experience, take a little bit of both. Some students might take an AP history class, but also take a College Credit Plus English course. When it comes to working with a family to decide whether AP is the appropriate route or College Credit Plus, we do that as a non-need basis or an as-need basis. After talking with parents and students, most of our students tend to take a little bit of both depending on what their aspirations are after high school and what their goals and plans are.
What is the concern? What is the concern with taking an AP class? How do parents see the advantage? What's the advantage of taking an AP class instead of a CCP class?
I think historically an AP is a nationally recognized curriculum, nationally recognized rigor. It's something that I think parents, when they are in school, can remember being as, the most rigorous course you can take. So a lot of our parents that and students that are on that honors track tend to transition from honors English 9, honors English 10 to AP English language. For those students that take that route, those AP scores, there's a cost involved to taking a full schedule of AP courses. And I think right now the cost is close to $100 for those AP tests. So the advantages is, that's touted as our most rigorous curriculum. The concern is that there's a cost involved, and to get that college credit, it's all tied to that test. Mm-hmm. And depending on what you get on that test, certain schools may or may not accept that as college credit. So there's a lot at stake, and, depending on the student and the family, it all depends on what their needs and wants are, where like has been mentioned, College Credit Plus is another way to earn that college credit. But there is no culminating exam at the end that determines whether or not you get it. It's free, free tuition, free books. And if you successfully complete the course, which the majority of students do, that credit is earned, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. There's some logistic concerns, right, when you're taking CCP and a high school class, right?
Absolutely.
And I assume that you work that through with the students.
Yep. We try to do our best. We have had some, students have to make concessions with their course selection, but the good thing about College Credit Plus is there tends to always be an online option for students when it comes to scheduling. And that allows us as high school counselors to meet kids' needs during the day, and they can take that psychology class online during their free time or on weekends, whatever it may be. The online options, course options through College Credit Plus have definitely helped.
Mm-hmm. There's another question that a parent had, and that was sometimes they're concerned about taking CCP classes because they are taking classes with adults. And therefore, they might be more inclined to have CCP at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you have heard as well, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I love, that it's part of the presentation. There's a lot of pros, there's a lot of cons. And if I think you had mentioned that you're working with a ninth grader right now who's wanting to go to Ivy League. If that student were to take a class over the summer that was in person at the college, that is a concern, you know, transportation and depending on the course, they might have a, you know, group assignment where they're meeting at Panera to discuss. And, you know, a community college is adult learners, all walks of life, people coming, you know, maybe transitioning to jobs. So as a parent, yes, I think that would be a concern. And that's where I think meeting with an LCC advisor, talking with your high school counselor, discussing it as a family, course selection is key. Do we want to do an in-person versus an online, and what are the pros and cons to that? It's having those conversations early and often, and then making the best decision for the student when it comes to selecting the course.
And hopefully before summer, before the summer break.
Yes.
Right.
I filled out 3 authorization forms today for summer. So the kids are on top of it. Like I mentioned, once we have our informational nights and we get the information out to parents, we just don't stop there. We constantly send reminders through Google Classroom and through email blast to students. Hey, right now we're scheduling for summer courses, and a lot of our kids are taking advantage of that, which is outstanding.
Okay, so we have a parent or students that are listening right now, and they have not applied for CCP for whatever reason. What should they do in terms of connecting, not only just with you, but any high school counselor? What would you recommend?
If you have any student out there that's interested, stop in and see your counselor, discuss your intentions. It's a really streamlined process from start to finish, in my mind. Students can apply online. We can give them the intent form. And the deadline has been extended to May 1st, correct?
Correct. For this year.
For this year. So as long as students give us that intent form and have that discussion with their counselor on what courses they're interested in, what would be the best fit for them, it's a matter of applying. We would send transcripts over once the student has applied. Students often, within a week or so, get a letter indicating that their application has been processed. And from there, it's, are we looking at scheduling a course for the upcoming semester, or are we looking into the fall? And then what I like to do is pull up LCC's course offerings and have those discussions. And I have the course catalog here, and we discuss, you know, for instance, if a student's deciding between taking a year-long AP psychology course here at the high school, or should they explore psychology 151 at the college? Maybe they, you know, which would be a semester long. One, it's a good problem to have, but our kids are wanting to do all the musics and bands and fine arts, and they want to load their schedules up. So that's where I see College Credit Plus being a huge positive for them, because they can take that college course in a semester at LCC, free up their schedule for some of those other options, where an AP course would lock them in for a year.
Yeah. You know, as we tie things up here, is there a particular student in the years that you've been at Avon Lake High that has really, you don't have to mention the name, okay,
yeah,
but is there a particular student that comes to mind that really benefit from CCP?
Yes, there are many come to mind. And it's always usually after they graduate. They come back and I'll run into them when they're visiting teachers or during the summer. And the first thing they say is, I wish I would have started the program early, because Mr. Kaminsky, I took all those credits and I was a second semester freshman when I went to school, and I got all this credit and I went right into my program. And I think students appreciate the value, the cost value, and you know, how it's truly getting them ahead when it comes to their postgraduate goals and plans. But yes, to answer your question, one student in particular does come to mind. This student parents didn't go to college. So they were just kind of asking, poking and prodding about College Credit Plus. And through discussions, we decided on a health class, something dip your toes in. It's a good fit. It was a class that they felt that they were, okay, I can do this. And they did very well. And I think that little vote of confidence, like, I can do this. You're a college student now. You have, you know, you're duly enrolled. You know, this is, you got an A in this class. That spurred this student in mind to take advantage of classes throughout high school. They ended up taking one of the harder courses that we offer in-house through LCC, which is anatomy and physiology. This student wanted to be a nurse. And I think because of that initial step that they took as a sophomore to take health, which again freed up their schedule back then, that gave them the confidence to say, hey, I'm going to tackle anatomy and physiology, and I'm going to take this credit and go on and become a nurse. And that's exactly what they did. So I think just giving students, empowering them, giving them that confidence can really go a long way. And it did for this particular student.
Yeah. You know, a long time ago, my high school counselor met me in the hallway, and she didn't ask me if I was going to college. She asked me, where am I going to college? And you know, that one question, Mike, it changed a lot of things. It set me on a course, a trajectory that nobody in my family had ever gone to college. My parents didn't go to college, but that one question, she brought me in to, she said, come into my office. She called my parents. She asked them to supply financial aid information, which they did not want to supply. They felt it was nobody's business, but she helped me on that. And I bet that you and Krista, you as well too, think of all the families, the students that you have impacted really by asking that one question and then helping them along the pathway. Really, and I know that's what LCC is about, is try to chart a path for success. I know that that's what Avon Lake High is all about, is helping that one individual student. So anyway, as a resident of Avon Lake High, thank you for the service that you have provided to the students here. And to you as well, Krista, for the 35 years that you have served at the college.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If your child is thinking about pursuing a college degree, you owe it to yourself and to them to check out the CCP program and then meet with a high school counselor and then an LCCC advisor. This is the second step in the No Loan Zone Challenge. You can call and make an appointment to see your high school counselor today, and then you can make an appointment to see an academic advisor as well at Lorain County Community College by calling 440-366-4032. That number again is 440-366-4032. And finally, if your child is unsure about their career direction and want help on completing a degree, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at NoLoanZone.com. I meet with students individually for career coaching and testing, but I also teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. It's totally free through the CCP program.
You've
been listening to the No Loan Zone Complete a Degree Debt-Free Challenge. I'll see you tomorrow. My name is Janet Mulpey. Thanks for joining us.